Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is July 17, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Bitcoin's active supply hits 19-month low. Is it bullish or bearish? Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu champion says he lost Bitcoin bot in 2015. Lightning startup Zap raises $3.5 million from investors including Morgan Creek. China controls 50% of Bitcoin mining while US hits 14% new survey. Binance pool poised to grab more Bitcoin hash rate in Russia and Central Asia. Bitcoin price, stocks, set to correct if Fed fails to extend stimulus. Now let's get started. Bitcoin's active supply hits 19-month low. Is it bullish or bearish? Bitcoin's BTC active supply has hit a 19-month low of just over 1 million Bitcoin. This could signal a potential strong price increase if it plays out in line with the findings of a report from asset manager Stack Funds earlier this month. Consistent with the 2017 bull run, the active supply saw a sharp increase earlier this year with a 16% increase in less than 3 weeks to over 1.3 million Bitcoin. Looking at the 90-day moving average over the last 3 years, this pattern of a sharp increase followed by an almost equal pull back was seen twice before, both right before a strong price increase. The decrease in active supply demonstrates that more users are holding onto their Bitcoin rather than trading it. Active addresses show the same pattern. Earlier this month, Bitcoin active addresses increased sharply, hitting a one-year high before pulling back over the last 2 weeks. Again, this pattern is seen immediately before the bull run of 2017 and the strong price rise in Q1 2019. Miners are a strong portion of those holding Bitcoin. A relatively new stat released by Glassnode looks at Bitcoin miners' net flow volume, the amount of Bitcoin flowing into miners' addresses minus the amount of Bitcoin flowing out of them, shows that miners are a strong percentage of those holding Bitcoin with almost an entirely positive net flow since the start of the year. Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu champion says he lost Bitcoin bot in 2015. Fighter Craig Jones lost Bitcoin he bought before the 2017 ATH, but will now get tokens from a crypto exchange sponsorship. Craig Jones, a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu fighter based in Australia, has revealed he was one of the poor souls who missed out on the Bitcoin all-time high in 2017 after misplacing his coins. According to a July 16 post on the CoinJar blog, the 29-year-old former International Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu Federation World No Gi champion and two-time Abu Dhabi Combat Club Trials champion purchased Bitcoin (BTC) in 2015 when the price was roughly $200-$400. However, he couldn't cash in when the price topped $20,000 in December 2017. Jones said, "Me and a couple of mates bought some Bitcoin for S and giggles and then forgot about it almost immediately. Then when things went crazy a couple of years later, we were all frantically trying to work out who had the password, but nobody could remember how to get our account back." Jones, who is known for utilizing leg locks to take down his opponents, has also been paid prize money in crypto assets. The fighter was awarded $1,000 in Bitcoin Cash (BCH) as part of a prize for winning a match in the UK. Melbourne-based crypto exchange CoinJar also announced that they would be sponsoring Jones with crypto via his exchange account. Crypto no stranger to fighters. Many prominent names in fighting organizations worldwide have been turned onto cryptocurrency and digital payments. Ultimate Fighting Championship (UFC) fighter John Fitch became one of the first in MMA to be paid in BTC back in 2015. Cointelegraph also reported in April that UFC fighter Ben Askren used his Twitter account to promote the Bitcoin rewards halving on May 11. Lightning startup Zap raises $3.5 million from investors including Morgan Creek. Zap, the crypto wallet which allows users to purchase Bitcoin instantly via the Lightning Network, raised $3.5 million in April, filings show. Zap, the Lightning startup behind a non-custodial Bitcoin wallet, has raised $3.5 million in a seed round in April. As reported by Forbes on July 15, previously undiscovered filings by the U.S. Securities and Exchanges Commission revealed Zap raised $3.5 million in the April seed round with investors including Green Oaks Capital and Morgan Creek Digital, co-founded by Bitcoin bull Anthony Pompliano. What is Zap? A non-custodial wallet, Zap stands out from others by enabling users to instantly purchase Bitcoin, BTC, using a U.S. bank account via the Lightning Network. Zap CEO Jack Mallers is the grandson of Bill Mallers, who helped found the Chicago Board of Exchange, and the son of Bill Mallers Jr., who co-founded brokerage firm First American Discount Corporation. Mallers has said Zap's ultimate goal is make Bitcoin more accessible and used for all that it has to offer by the masses. Our users today don't ever know we're using Bitcoin when they're using dollars. It's just kind of like we've melted it in the background. I think tens of millions of people will be using this stuff in the next few years, and that just takes a little bit of capital. As Cointelegraph reported in September last year, Mallers explained crypto newbies could swipe their debit card, get Bitcoin delivered to them directly onto the Lightning Network, and make inexpensive instant micropayments within seconds. This solution could lower both the settlement time and fees associated with buying BTC. Partnering with Visa, Zap joined Visa's FinTech Fast Track program in June, which enables the app to launch a Visa co-branded card. According to Forbes, the company has several projects involving Visa, but only Zap's credit card has been announced at this time. We're contractually obligated to launch one in the next 12 months and we plan on launching one in the next few months, he said. Strike, strike, strike. Cointelegraph reported on July 6 that Mahler's app Strike was in public beta. Though both apps are designed for sending and receiving Bitcoin payments directly to a bank account via Lightning, Strike doesn't require a wallet, seed, channels or liquidity to operate. Know Your Customer (KYC) protocols have also reportedly been kept to a bare minimum. Competition wants in on Lightning. Zap is far from the only company looking to take advantage of untapped potential on the Lightning Network. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey's Square announced in January it had started a Lightning development kit which could also lead to Bitcoin payments with lower fees. China controls 50% of Bitcoin mining while US hits 14% new survey. Shifting estimates of China's Bitcoin mining presence come with the proviso that much capacity remains unaccounted for. China controls much less Bitcoin (BTC) mining power than people think, according to a new survey. Released on July 16 by asset manager Fidelity and crypto research firm BitUda, the survey reveals that China is actually responsible for around 50% of Bitcoin mining, not 65%. Much Chinese Bitcoin mining capacity unaccounted for. Analysts used what they describe as various sources, as well as confidential conversations with miners, who agreed to divulge information on aspects such as power cost on the condition that they remained anonymous. We were able to locate approximately 4.1 gigawatts of power across 153 mining sites, including 67 sites or approximately 3 gigawatts power capacity, with power price data provided upon condition of anonymity, they summarized in an accompanying blog post. BitUda further found that 14% of mining now comes from the United States. Nonetheless, estimates in China were hard to corroborate, and the 50% figure remains open to interpretation. Our conversations lead us to believe that we have accounted for the majority of capacity in the US, Canada and Iceland, but only a small fraction in China and the rest of world category, the blog post continued. As Cointelegraph reported, previous guesses about China's involvement in Bitcoin put its capacity share at around 65%. Is the U.S. hash war nearing? Continuing, the survey produced more insights, such as the impact of China's flood or hydro season on miner revenue. For 6 months of the year, miners located in provinces such as Sichuan sell less Bitcoin to fund expenses for roughly half the year. We argue against conventional wisdom, which suggests that low power prices drive hash rate growth during the flood season, the blog post states. In our view, the flood or hydro season shifts the cost curve down for 6 months of the year, leading to lower sales of Bitcoin to fund operating expenses as miners accumulate capital to fund capacity growth. According to an accompanying chart, average price gains fluctuate inside and outside of hydro seasons, while Bitcoin network hash rate growth stays stable. Miners have had to come to terms with the elements in Sichuan and elsewhere, with recent years seeing multiple reports of mass hardware wipeouts due to floods. On the topic of the U.S. meanwhile, content aggregator TFTC was bullish on the future. Seeing that the U.S. is already accounting for 14% of hash rate is incredible and I expect that number to rise significantly, contributor Marty Bent wrote following the survey release. Recently, RT host Max Keiser said he was convinced that a global hash war in Bitcoin would see the U.S. corner increasing amounts of hash rate as part of a three-way tussle not with China, but with Iran and Venezuela. Binance pool poised to grab more Bitcoin hash rate in Russia and Central Asia. Binance is looking to consolidate more Bitcoin mining hash rate to its pool in Russia and the Central Asia region. The world's largest crypto exchange is deploying a physical server node for its pool at BitRiver, the largest Bitcoin mining hosting provider in Bratsk, Russia. The move would give miner owners at BitRiver who choose to switch to Binance a better connection and direct route to its mining pool, the two firms said in an announcement Friday. In return, Binance would gain exposure and access to customers who run their machines at BitRiver, which currently operates mining facilities at a capacity of 70 MW out of a full capacity of 100 MW. According to the Bitcoin mining map compiled by the Center for Alternative Finance, affiliated with the University of Cambridge, the current monthly average hash rate from miners in Russia is at 6.08% of the network's total, with a slight growth from 5.93% that was reported in September 2019. Similarly, miners in Kazakhstan are estimated to contribute to 3.14% of Bitcoin's total hash rate, which has grown from 1.42% that was recorded in Q3 last year. Meanwhile, the map shows China's average Bitcoin hash rate dominance has dropped slightly from 75% recorded in Q3 2019 to now 71%. Currently, 9 out of the 10 biggest Bitcoin mining pools by hash rate are either homegrown companies in China or owned by crypto exchanges with strong roots in the Chinese market. If assuming on average customers at BitRiver are using relatively more state-of-the-art Bitcoin mining machines, like Bitmain's Antminer S17s or equivalent models with an efficiency level of about 50 watt per terahash second, with T, BitRiver's Bitcoin mining farms could boast a total hash rate of over 1000 petahash per second, PHS. While that level of hash rate may only account for about 1% of the total computing power on Bitcoin, the deal underscores Binance's strategy of absorbing Bitcoin miners in different regions with somewhat aggressive pricing plans since its launch into its exchange functions, including spots, futures and margin trading. Binance Pool offers a highly competitive fee structure to institutional-scale miners, who are the customers of our data center, Igor Runts, CEO at BitRiver said in the announcement. He estimates that up to 50% of the farm's hash rate from its customers may switch to Binance Pool, following the deal. These clients will mostly switch from the Bitmain-controlled BTC.com pool, Runes added. The two parties did not disclose whether or how Binance is offering discounted fees to attract customers at BitRiver. But lower than market rate is one of the key measures that Binance has taken to stir up the Bitcoin mining pool competition, even though the revenue made from such business is negligible compared to its trading side. Binance is also reaching out to the miners in Kazakhstan, two of them told CoinDesk. The exchange rolled out its Bitcoin mining service in late April, has amassed around 7,000 PHS of Bitcoin hash rate and is currently the eighth biggest Bitcoin mining pool, following its competitors Huobi and OKEx. It adopted the so-called fully pay-per-share, FPPS, model and initially offered zero fees and right now charges less than 2.5%. But in some cases, the fee offered to large-scale miner operators can be below 1%. Meanwhile, other major Bitcoin mining pools like F2 Pool and Poolin have reduced their fees from previously 4% to 2.5%, although larger customers also do have the flexibility of a further discount. The FPPS model means a pool only charges an agreed fee for the block subsidy in every block it mined and then distributes the block subsidies as well as transaction fees to miners proportionally based on their contribution. Based on a Binance Pool business proposal deck CoinDesk obtained, the exchange categorizes its miner customers into 9 levels. Those with over 500 PHS are labeled as VIP9, the highest ranking, which would equal to a VIP9 in its trading business, who are offered an exchange trading fee of as low as 0.015%. Bitcoin blockchain data shows Binance Pool has mined 485 blocks as of writing since it went live with total block subsidies of over 3,000 Bitcoin. Even at a 2.5% fee, the fees generated would be around $500,000. Bitcoin price, stocks, set to correct if Fed fails to extend stimulus. Key U.S. federal stimulus programs are set to expire soon and if they are not renewed the stock market and Bitcoin price could crash again. A recent newsletter to Delphi Digital clients delved into the economic aftermath of the coronavirus pandemic and how the current fiscal stimulus package from the U.S. Federal Reserve could be propping up equities markets and the entire economy. According to the firm, COVID-19-related government spending has breached the $1.1 trillion mark, bringing June's monthly budget deficit to $864 billion, the worst in U.S. history. This has pushed the country's deficit to $2.7 trillion for the first half of 2020. As the Federal Reserve continues to print money to bolster the economy, important key programs like the Paycheck Protection Program, PPP, are struggling to produce the expected results as more than 65,000 businesses in the U.S. shut their doors in the last 5 months. Moreover, Goldman Sachs found that 88% of PPP loan beneficiaries are expected to burn through their loans by the first week of August. The International Monetary Fund has also warned that the number of small and mid-sized business filing for bankruptcy may soon triple. Alongside the massive number of small and medium-sized businesses shutting down, revenue is down about 20% for the ones that are still open. This comes as no shock given the alarming number of unemployment claims that have been the result of lengthy government-mandated shutdowns. Furthermore, as shown on the chart above, applications for unemployment have decreased, but the recovery is beginning to stall. Bitcoin and stock market correlation spell danger for Bitcoin with Bitcoin trading sideways for the last month and dwindling volume both on spot and derivative markets. Many worry that another crash in the U.S. economy could bring Bitcoin price down like it did on March 12. Analysts are now suggesting that if another government stimulus relief package is not approved, investor sentiment will soon turn bearish. If the stock market falls, Bitcoin is likely to follow due to the rising correlation levels between the two. According to data from SKU, realized volatility between Bitcoin and the S&P 500 continues to reach new highs and currently sits at 38.9%. A crash on the stock market could also result in a shock to Bitcoin price and perhaps trigger a cascade of liquidations similar to those that took place on March 12. Wall Street is betting on more stimulus currently. In the U.S., COVID-19 infection rates are pushing to new all-time highs and this is occurring as PPP loan recipients are expected to exhaust their funds. Even more daunting is the fact that at the end of July, the additional federal unemployment benefits provided by the CARES Act are set to cease. These should be interpreted as bearish signals given the high unemployment rate and sharp reduction in consumer spending, but recent reporting from Bloomberg suggests Wall Street remains bullish on stocks. This is primarily because investors expect that the Fed will eventually initiate a new round of stimulus that will prop up the stock and bond markets. Analysts at Delphi Digital also believe that a new relief bill will be approved, and in the client newsletter the group explained that there's been much debate in Washington as to the appropriate next steps, but it finally appears lawmakers on both sides of the aisle understand the need to act. With President Trump's re-election chances slipping through his grasp, Republican leaders would be shooting themselves in the foot if they were to delay or block proposals for additional fiscal support. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.